I live well, beautifully, and justly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Instant Illumination. I live well, beautifully, and justly. What in the world does that mean? I live well, beautifully, and justly. I live moment by moment. I live now by now. And as I make each now the most priceless, desirable, fantastic, glorious now that I can make it be, I am doing my best to live beautifully and justly. For I have the opportunity to speak my word and to think my thought and to live harmoniously and beautifully in every possible way if I choose. Now, if I don't choose, if I don't want to do that, I don't have to. I don't have to. I can go around complaining about life. I can go around complaining about the circumstances that happen in my world. I can go around being totally unhappy with everything that I see and do and am and are. Oh, I can do that, all right. Yes, I can. And when I do that, what happens to me? Well, I'm living beautifully and justly according to whatever it is that I am thinking about. Now, what is it that I want to think about? If I had my druthers, what would I think about all day long? Well, if I had my druthers, I would think about happy things all day long. I would think about loving things all day long. I would think about beautiful things all day long. I'd think about just things all day long. I would think about my playing a game of tennis and how well I play it and how beautifully I play it and how perfectly I play it and how joyfully I play it and how justly I play it. I know exactly where to put the ball. I know exactly where to put my racket so that I will touch the ball in just that wonderful way to put it wherever I want to have it be. And that's the game. The game is an active, alive, vital, dynamic game of where do I want to put that ball. I'm playing tennis, and I'm playing tennis quite actively. And as I play tennis quite actively, every moment I have to decide where do I want to put that ball. I'm not so concerned about where the ball is coming to me, because I just reach up and get it. But I'm concerned, once I get it, how am I holding my racket? How am I holding my thought to put that ball where I want to put it? Now, the quick action of capturing the ball as it's being hit to me is one thing. But the decisive action is where I'm going to put that ball once I have claimed it. Once I have instantaneously put it into my consciousness, instantaneously put it into my world, into my experience, and into my score. Now, how do I do that? Well, in an active game of tennis, and all games of tennis are pretty active, in an active game of tennis, I am on top of it all the time. I cannot allow my thought to slip off to other thoughts for even a moment. I cannot think of what I'm going to make for dinner. I cannot think of where I'm going to go in the evening. I cannot think of what book I'm reading. I cannot think of what that person is doing and what type of clothing they're wearing and what type of action they're playing. And I cannot think how good a game they're playing. I don't really care how good a game they're playing. I care how good a game I am playing. Every single now, I am thinking about me playing that game of tennis skillfully, joyfully, happily, magnificently, beautifully, and justly beyond imagination. But every single now instant, I am in charge of my thought. I am in charge of my tennis racket. I am in charge of the tennis game. I am in charge of every single thing that I do. I'm in charge. There's no other possibility. I am in charge. And when I'm in charge, I get the results beautifully and justly of just where my thought is. If I think that that other person playing tennis with me is more skillful than I, is more powerful than I, is a killer, or is nothing, then that's what my game is. But if my game is to take whatever ball they give me, whatever position they give it to me, and return it to a position that's going to make me a score, is going to be just out of their reach. I play the game so skillfully that they stay active and they stay in the game, but it's just beyond their ability to capture the ball and make a score. I am the winner. I am the winner because every now moment of my life, I choose to be in charge. Every now moment of my life, I choose to decide what I'm going to do with that now moment of my life, with my thought system, with my attitude, with me. And at all times, I'm the winner. Not because I'm better, not because I'm more skillful, but because I play the game beautifully with full attention. I play the game with full attention. Each stroke I make is an absolutely magnificent stroke. Each action I make with the tennis ball is done with skill, with genius, with magnificence, with joy, with beauty, with a just return, to put it exactly where I want to have it. Now, anyone can do that, and many people do it. But anyone can do that. Anyone can live in the now and can put that tennis ball wherever they want to have it. Anyone can live in the now and live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. Yes! Can live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body beautifully, justly, right now. What attitude do you have about your spirit, mind, and body uniquely, separately, nowness? Do you think that your body is super? Do you think that your body is beautiful? Do you think that your body is whole and perfect? Do you think that your body is functioning in a marvelous way? Do you think that every cell of your body, every bit of your skin, the biggest organ in your body, every bit of your skin is functioning beautifully? That every atom of your skin is doing the chore that it's supposed to do. Every cell of your skin is doing the purpose for which it exists. And it is doing it so perfectly, you don't even think about it. It just is doing it. Every organ, action, function of your body is going so perfectly because you have decided you're going to play the ideal game of tennis. You're going to be the ideal tenant in your body, the ideal tenant in your body. You're not going to wait for the landlord to clean up the body. You're not going to wait for the landlord to polish the body, to wash the body, to house the body, to clothe the body, to feed the body. You're going to do that yourself. Because you only have this body temporarily. You borrowed these atoms to make the body, and you've put the body together in a most interesting way. And the body is just as healthy, just as wealthy, just as magnificent as you form it. Is it the ideal shape? Praise it daily. Just like you do with your tennis game. You do it because you think the ball is where you're going to put it. And then you put it there. Do you think your body is the ideal body? Do you think your organs are the ideal organs operating in the ideal fashion? If you were playing tennis, would you be concerned about your tummy? Would you be concerned about your eyes? Would you be concerned about your nose? Would you be concerned about anything? No, not really. You would be just listening to the divine within you, and it would be wonderful and very good. We all have that opportunity to live in the now, right now, to live well, beautifully, and justly right now. We all have that opportunity to be the ideal tennis player by keeping our eye on the ball, our mind on the ball. We play golf. We keep our mind and eye on the ball. Where do we want that ball to be? Not where do we want to put it, but where is it? We have already put it there in our mind. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We have already established that. We have already established where that ball is, and we are already establishing where our body is, and where our mind is, and where our spirit is, and where our life is. It is in its ideal activity, location, and participation in all that it is. And it is now. It is now done, complete, fulfilled, magnificent, wonderful, and all that matters. It is now. Is that true for you too? Is that true for you that now it is done? Is that true that you live in the now? That you put that tennis ball right where you want it? You see it there? You see the golf ball right where you want it? You see your body right where you want it? You see all right where you want it? How wonderful that is. Well, keep it up. It's glorious. It's good. It's wonderful. And it's now. I love you. I love you. I love you.